What's happening, guys? Once again, Big Daddy Sitch is back in the building with my beautiful wife, Lawrence, for another episode of Here's the Sitch podcast, the positive podcast you never knew you actually needed.
Yes, we are back. It is a beautiful end of summer, early fall day outside. It's actually 60s, which is my favorite weather. And today is episode number 43 of Here's the Sitch podcast.
Oh, nice. 43.
43 is a good number.
It is. I'm a big fan of 33, but I'll take 43, same. I guess.
All right, so let's kick it off. We have a few different things we wanted to touch on today. Very excited to chat with you guys. And do you want to take it off first?
Well, yeah, you know what? I just like to always go over some current events of what's happening in our life. Ooh. Before we start going into some of the topics today.
Okay.
But this past week was a big week for us because we're getting ready to leave for our for another Jersey Shore family vacation. And we have limited time, I'd say. We obviously just had the baby. Romeo is a little older than 3 months now. And me and my wife are desperately trying to get back in good shape. We're implementing diets. We are exercising. We are implementing no excuses, which is great. And this week, which was great, I told my wife, I said, listen, we only have maybe a couple weeks before we leave, you know, maybe a month or two, possibly. I think we got to step it into high gear and no cheat days. And she was like, oh, wow, we're going to be able to do that. I said, well, let's try. And this week was the first week. I feel great. I had no cheat day this week. I exercised 6 days. I tried to do 7, which was a bit aggressive, but, you know. I worked out 6 days and no cheat day. And I feel so much better, honey.
Yeah, I feel amazing. I love doing no cheat days because you guys see how much my husband loves food. And when he does a cheat day,
yeah, it's all over.
It's like epic. It's not, you know, like I would love if we could incorporate doing like a cheat meal and not a whole day. But he goes like balls to the wall and we wild out on a cheat day. So it's really hard to rein in the willpower when you see like your favorite rainbow cookies on the counter, day on a Sunday, or your favorite like pinoli or like almond biscotti or like something, like all these great Italian delicacy
pastas and stuff.
Yeah, because we go crazy on Sunday.
Diet soda. So, I mean, all this stuff is not good for you guys.
No, and as much as I love it and it's comfort food for us, it's not healthy in the long run, and it's not going to help us achieve our goals. So I think I'm very proud of you that you agreed to cut out cheat days, because I know how important Sunday family food day is to you.
Well, you know, I told Nicole, we had seen her the other day, and I'm like, yeah, we're going no cheat day all the way up into the next family vacation. She's like, you're not going to be able to do it. I was like, listen, I did this in prison for like a couple months. I did no cheat day for probably 3 months.
Listen,
probably.
If there's one thing you've mastered, it's your willpower and
discipline.
Yes, discipline. Like I'm surprised she would even think that, only because you've mastered that. You're like,
they say that discipline will take you places that motivation cannot. That's a good one.
It really is. And that is the truth. The book I wanted to share today.
Yeah.
That is like the core foundation through the entire book. That's why when I'm reading this book, I'm like, you could have wrote this book.
Yes, my wife tells me every day she's reading a book about positive habits and positive choices. And she's like, oh my God, you could have written this book. I was like, well, listen, when we have a podcast this week, let's get into it. Let's, you know, obviously we'll start off with some current events, what's happening in our life. I wanted to take you guys through my vitamin regimen, which I'm so proud of. I mean, people come over and I have my vitamins displayed on my counter to make sure that I do not forget.
Which is also a point in that book, but I'm going to get to the book later.
Listen, I really like what's coming out of your mouth. Nicole said I was not going to be able to do it. And today is the first week that we actually did it.
Yep.
And on Sunday, instead of cheating, we cooked just quality proteins. I think we had chicken, shrimp, salad, and some vegetables. And it was good.
It was very filling. And I was very full after that.
And we also have been doing intermittent fasting. We stopped eating, I know, on Sunday for about 4:30. You know, sometimes during the week, it's 5 o'clock. The next day when you wake up, and if you fast and do it correctly, you feel so much better. And, you know, you're just not bloated. And if you didn't have the sodas and you replace that with water, there's so many tips that I want to sort of bestow upon you guys that just really work. I mean, it just comes down to education in when it comes to fitness and your mental health and your physical health. My vitamin regimen, you know, especially during COVID times right now, you got to take care of yourself mentally and physically. I mean, it just is what it is. You got to work out. You got to move the body. You got to walk. You got to drink more water. You got to take your vitamins. It just is what it is. You get a better shot in life, you know, and I'm going to share my vitamin regimen with you guys today. And this vitamin regimen has been really, I've been using it for many years. It has been passed on to me from nutritionists, from doctors. And even I even see today when I'm scrolling through some TikToks and some things like that, that they're just naming exactly what I'm using as well. So
I don't mean to cut you off, but before we get into that, because sometimes we don't discuss with each other, we like to surprise each other with our podcast subjects and just bounce them off each other. So I just want to do a quick disclaimer that like we are not doctors, we are not nutritionalists. So this is purely our opinion. This is not medical advice. So whatever you want to take in your body, you should definitely discuss with a practitioner or with a nutritionalist for what's best for your body. But this is what works for us.
Yeah.
And it's worked for us for like over a decade. We've been on a very healthy vitamin regimen for a long time. So we have experience, but we're not educated in that field. So I just want to put that disclaimer out.
Yeah, we've had this list for years. And
we did get the list from a doctor.
Yes.
Like a holistic doctor.
And we really, really implemented it, you know, this past year because, you know, it's tough in the streets right now. And if any way that we can fight back with exercise and nutrition and supplementation, you best believe the situations are going to do that.
And I love what you just said, fight back, because this is how you live your healthy life, like on the offensive, right? Like you take all of these supplements to protect yourself offensively before you're having to play defense, getting attacked by a virus or something.
A virus or even as simple as depression, anxiety, self-doubt.
Or an easy cold, you know, something small.
Well, no, yeah. The vitamin protocol that we use, you know, is obviously for the immune system, but along with exercise and proper nutrition and adequate water intake, you're fighting depression, anxiety, self-doubt. You're building confidence. You know, like I've said many, many years ago, if you're feeling good, you know, if you're looking good, then you're feeling good and then you're getting good results. And that's just the facts of the matter. You gotta take care of yourself. So let me get into, my vitamin protocol that myself and my wife, we take every single day. And also, my wife will be ready. She's not necessarily a fact checker, but she will give the definitions of some of these vitamins that we take on a daily basis. And we actually have them on our counter every single day so that when we wake up and we have our breakfast after we have done our fasting or intermittent fasting, right after we eat, we have the vitamins almost like a habit. This, you know, my wife will also speak on, you know, how to build positive habits and build upon them, which that's how I operate. So on a daily basis, I take a men's multivitamin. Okay. And Lauren takes her women's multivitamin. I'm going to go into vitamin C, which both me and my wife take, you know, around, I would say an easy 4 to 5,000 milligrams a day, only because we want to, you know, just have a high level. I know if you read, the back of the bottle will probably say to take, you know, 500 to 1,000, but, we take upwards of around 5,000. And then, honey, can we get the definition for selenium?
a powerful antioxidant that fights stress and helps defend your body from chronic conditions such as heart disease and cancer. It may reduce your risk of certain cancers, protect against heart disease, helps prevent mental decline, is important for thyroid health,
and
boosts your immune system.
Wow, sign me up. Sounds like a good choice. We're going to go to D3.
Oh, D3 is so important. So important. One of my doctors had advised us to increase our supplementation of vitamin D3 with a separate mm-hmm. pill of it, because all the multis don't have enough D3.
Yep.
You're supposed to have between like 3,000 to 4,000 IUs mm-hmm. of vitamin D3 every day, and most multis have like 400. So you definitely want to increase that. Overall health. Super.
You know, yeah, vitamin. You know, that's also another thing, another factor to explain that when you talk to people like, you know, I take a multi. A lot of the times the multis don't even have, you know, enough of that particular vitamin or mineral that you actually need. So, and we've explained, or I've explained, that I do take a multivitamin, you know, and that's one of the first things I do. It's a men's multi, a whole food multivitamin. That's my multi. Okay. Did you get the definition for why I take D3?
So, listen, these are just really quick little anecdotes. They're mm-hmm. not necessarily the only thing they're good for. These Facts. Vitamins are mm-hmm. so good. Like, it's a laundry list of things they're good for. So, vitamin D3 is a fat-soluble vitamin. It helps your body absorb calcium and phosphorus, which is really strong for building and keeping strong bones. It also, vitamin D3 is naturally a boost in that will protect you as well, your immune system. It helps just build everything and keep you strong. So 'tis the season for back to school shopping, but not only do you want to be getting some school clothes, you probably want to treat yourself to some new activewear, especially if you are someone like myself and my husband and work out every single day, or at least strive to work out every day. Maybe you get to 3 to 4 days a week, but the goal is every day. So we go through activewear like underwear. I mean, it's crazy over here. So it's really important for us to be wearing quality activewear that not only feels good on our skin, but is breathable and also lasts long through many washes and sweat situations. So not only this time of year, we're working outside and loving it, but we also discovered, like I spoke to you guys a few weeks ago, I think about this initially when I first found them, is the brand 10,000. I can't wait till they make women's clothing, because right now I've been getting my husband to wear all their stuff and he loves it, especially when he's working out. So he's been wearing the 7-inch interval short with the liner and their lightweight shirt. It has tons of features like silver ion for odor protection, which is very important for me, no bounce pockets, breathable and lightweight shell fabric with stretch, and an optional liner that is comfortable and prevents chafing. It's the perfect summer and fall shirt. It's lightweight, it's breathable, it's quick drying. So no matter what environment you live in, this is really the best workout gear for you. 10,000 makes the highest quality, best fitting, and most comfortable training shorts Mike has ever worn. He loves these shorts so much that I ordered them in every color they actually make. At the core of 10,000 are 3 core training shorts built for the ways that you train. They have the interval short, the foundation short, and the session short. This is all in addition to that 7-inch interval short that's Mike's favorite right now. You guys want to check out 10,000. They have over 10,000 5-star reviews, hence their name, and they give you free shipping and returns along with a lifetime guarantee. That is a good situation. So of course, we have a special code for our Here's the Sitch listeners. 10,000 is offering our listeners exclusively 15% off your purchase. Go to 10,000.cc and enter code SITUATION to receive 15% off your purchase. That's 10,000.cc and code SITUATION. Check it out. You guys are absolutely going to love it. Treat yourself to some new activewear this fall.
Okay, now I think I've heard this before. Also, honey, don't you get vitamin D from tanning?
So you do, but I read about that recently mm-hmm. and you will never have enough, receive enough vitamin mm-hmm. D, even if you have a good tan. They're mm-hmm. like, you need to live like in Aruba and work on the beach. They said, unless you're a lifeguard mm-hmm. and working all year round, mm-hmm. that's the only time you don't need to supplement with vitamin D.
All right, guys. I tried to throw in a little GTL analogy. It didn't work. Yeah. But next vitamin is zinc. Okay. Mm. So this is the next vitamin that we take. We take all this stuff on a daily basis. And Lauren's my fact checker, or actually my wife who's doing the definitions. Why would someone possibly take zinc?
So zinc is a nutrient found throughout your body. It helps your immune system and metabolism function. Zinc is also important to wound healing and your sense of taste and smell. With a varied diet, your body usually gets enough zinc. However, food sources of zinc include chicken, red meat, fortified, breakfast cereals. But we like to take the supplementation to make sure we're always getting the amount that we need.
Okay, facts. All right.
And zinc is a powerful, again, as all of these are, but I have to say it because of the pandemic times and the world we live in, zinc is really important in mm-hmm. fighting and building your immune system.
All right. And the next one is curcumin.
Oh, that's the Q one.
Yes, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N.
So that one has antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effects that may help reduce swelling, kill cancer cells,
oh my goodness,
control blood sugar, and help prevent heart disease. Curcumin, I don't know if that's how I'm saying it the right way, but mm-hmm, curcumin is most commonly used for conditions of the heart and blood vessels to prevent cancer.
Damn, sign me up. Next one is magnesium.
Oh, I love magnesium. Guys, magnesium is an important mineral playing a role in over 300 enzyme reactions in the human body. Its many functions include helping with muscle and nerve function, regulating blood pressure, and supporting the immune system. So magnesium is really great for relaxation as well.
Yep,
it naturally just chills you out.
Take it at night.
Yeah, so I save that vitamin to take in the evening time, mm-hmm. and it just does a body good. It really helps with your sleep as well, and not in the sense of putting you to sleep, but in the quality of your restful sleep.
Okay, and we also have turmeric here.
Curcumin, you mean?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I believe it is a anti-inflammatory agent.
Yes, it's also an anti-inflammatory agent. It has similar antioxidants as curcumin, but it is more anti-inflammatory.
Okay.
And it is derived from turmeric.
Guess what, guys?
With turmeric.
Sign me up.
Yeah, and guys, the best thing about all of these minerals and vitamins we're talking about are they're over the counter. Like, yeah, you don't need a prescription.
OTC.
You don't need to wait until you're not feeling good and speak to different doctors and nurses and get to the pharmacy.
This is being proactive.
Exactly. It's being proactive. It's playing on the offensive and just taking care of yourself, even when you think your body is not fighting something. When you think you're not sick, you should be being proactive to stay healthy, because you never know what kind of germs you're interacting with and your body's constantly fighting off, and you just want to be offensive on it, really.
All right, guys, and my last vitamin, and this is our vitamin protocol. This is my secret weapon here. Apple pectin.
So apple pectin is derived from apple cider vinegar.
Oh my God.
Now,
yeah,
before we switched to apple pectin, we used to try to do the apple cider vinegar shots daily.
It was tough.
I couldn't ever do it.
It was tough.
I would throw up, or it was just too hard for
but
me.
You could
so
tell
I couldn't
it,
get it down.
But you could tell it worked though.
It works. And it's almost like cleaning out your body.
Facts.
It's really healthy for your intestinal and digestive system. And it really just gets everything out that your body doesn't need to hold on
Facts.
To anymore. So, yeah, you can kind of think about what I mean by that. But it helps clear everything out, but in a healthy way. Because there are those crazy teas out there that people have to like make them get cleaned out.
Yeah.
Those are not so healthy. But this is like the healthy way
to
do it.
I would think that that particular vitamin would help you lose weight, correct?
100%.
We've been using it for 2 weeks now.
Yeah, 100%. So it helps clean you out, and you can actually take it twice a day as well once your body gets used to it. So if you do start it, just be careful, because until your body's regulated and your digestive system, it may be a little
rocky road for the first day. She's saying is that without notice, you may have a situation where, and to be honest with you, if you're trying to clean out your system, maybe lose some weight and get those toxins out, that is definitely a supplement for you.
Yep.
All right. So I'm going to go down the list real quick before we go into the next topic. We have the men's and women's multivitamin that both of us take. We take selenium, vitamin C, D3, zinc, curcumin, magnesium, curcumin, or which is turmeric, and last but not least, the apple pectin, which is sort of a supplement very similar to apple cider vinegar, a little easier to take. We take this every day after we fast, after we have our first meal. It's out of the way, and that's how we do it. I have them literally on my counter. I may even post this on my Instagram feed for the podcast to show you how we actually build this habit, and you do not forget, and you do not miss your vitamins, and you make it a positive habit along with a good positive diet, exercise, and adequate water intake. And awesome. that right there is like the secret. Every time that me and my wife do this, I'm like, honey, we started the day off right. And she's like laughing and smiling because we just had a very healthy breakfast. We just fasted for about 16 hours. And then we had our vitamin protocol. And then we go on with our day of exercise, chores, work, etc.
Also, I want to just point out, if you're someone who doesn't take vitamins at all and you haven't, don't go get this list and go crazy on day one. Because vitamins are tough on your stomach and digestive issue and digestive system. So we also take probiotics.
Yes.
Because we keep those in the fridge. So they probably weren't on your list.
Yes.
Probiotic is like literally the foundation of your vitamin intake. If you're going to start with anything, even before a multi, I would start with a probiotic. It's that important.
That right there is the ultimate vitamin protocol right there. Obviously with the probiotic that my wife said, a men's, and there's actually a women's probiotic. They're different. And that's where I would get started. Now, I like that my wife brought up the fact that don't just go to the vitamin store and get 10 vitamins. You may not be able to stick to it right away. So she's probably going to explain to you how to form this positive habit and build upon it. So I would think that she'd probably tell you to just get the men's or the women's multi just to start forming a habit. And then you can build upon that. And then you can get the others like the D3. You can get the zinc. Curcumin and some of the others, but you have to start to form the habit. So like I said, you get the men's or the women's multi, and then after, you know, you have your meal, that should be a signal to your brain and all right, it's time to take my vitamins. I just ate.
Yeah. Well, I think that you just need to start steady and slow, and vitamins are rough on the stomach. So Mike and I have been taking vitamins forever, and I always say our stomachs are like solid because I can take that many at once and be good. Some people have to take with food. Some people take after food. I do have to take with food because I take so many, but there are certain ones I know I can take just before eating and kind of, you know, I've kind of mastered the routine for my body.
Yeah.
So just get to know and listen to your body. Introduce a multi, introduce a probiotic, go from there, and then slowly incorporate the others. But again, we are not doctors. This is just the supplementation that works for us.
Exactly.
And we believe in it.
Yeah. I can take a fat burner before I eat, or obviously when I'm doing my fasted cardio, but vitamins wise, I wait till I take those after I eat.
What I love so much is that literally everything you've mentioned about sharing, like building your vitamin structure and how you take them and that you leave them out, like all these things, this is why when I tell you, you could have wrote this book that I'm reading. So right now, I'm going to share with you this book I'm reading that I absolutely love. It is called, some of you actually might have already read it because it is so popular in self-improvement and just becoming a better person. It's called Atomic Habits by James Clear. And it's on the cover, they have Tiny Changes, Remarkable Results.
I've, I believe it, honey.
Literally the core of what you do every day. And then it says, an easy and proven way to build good habits and break bad ones. So it sounds like so basic. And honestly, I've been seeing this book be suggested to me by people I follow, people that inspire me, on like an Amazon wish list, like mm-hmm. things you might be interested in. I've been seeing this book literally flash in front of my face for, I want to say, a good 2 years now. And I just never got around to getting it. So I recently got a Kindle so that I can read better outside, wherever. I don't know what took me so long to get that. But now that I did, I got that book. And I read it when I'm on the treadmill every day. And it's so amazing because it's kind of telling you things and ideas you already know. But it organizes them all into an easy to-do list mm-hmm. and a how-to kind of mm-hmm. and like a foundational way to live. And a couple examples, I'm not done with the book yet, so I'm still going through it. So I still need to absorb a lot more to understand it well enough where I can explain it. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to bring it up to everyone's attention because I'm always looking to better myself, and especially with having a baby now and having a family and a household and cooking and cleaning and all these different things, all these tiny decisions you make every single day impact everything.
Oh my God, that's facts right there.
So
yeah.
I felt like this was the best time for me to read this book and figure out how to start good habits and get them to stick.
Yeah.
And there's so many amazing, amazing ways to get habits to stick and habit stacking and all these different things they give you. But one quick little example is just about, in the beginning of the book, they talk about, goals.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone has goals.
Yep.
Everyone sets goals. So what makes the difference?
Actually, I disagree with you. I don't think everyone has goals.
Well,
I think
goals are kind of like dreams. So people could be like, I want $1 million or I want to look like that from like that fitness model. People want things, which are goals.
I agree, okay? But I also believe that people give up and they're just so inundated with stress.
Because they're obsessed with the outcome.
They may not be operating on their best self, but I'm just trying to tell you what I believe is to be realistic, is that some people may not have goals, set goals, or even act on the goals. You see how the process of it is? Mm-hmm. You have goals. If you have problems either remembering those goals, you would write them down. Okay, once you write them down, then after that, there's how do you execute those goals in small steps?
Exactly.
And it's a process. So if you don't start if you make a mental note like I do, then you can write them down. Sometimes people need to see them physically.
Alright guys, here at Here's the Sitch podcast and in the Situations household, we are all about healthy living. Today's podcast, we spoke a lot about vitamins and supplementation, but you know where you can get a lot of your vitamin source? From what you're eating. And I know it's so hard to be cooking and working and being a mom or a dad or a friend or a brother or sister, all these different things that life demands of us. So what I love to use, I've spoken about it many times here on Here's the Sitch, but it's HelloFresh. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit for a reason. They make it so easy to get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to my door. I get to skip the grocery store and I count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. Again, that is why they're America's number one meal kit. Fall is busy. Can I just tell you that? And especially being a new mom, I'm noticing that it's even busier than usual. Getting ready for the holidays, getting ready for Romeo's baptism, getting ready for just everything out there. There's not enough hours in the day. But HelloFresh recipes save time I'd otherwise spend meal planning for myself and Mike. Also, the food shopping and even the chopping. So you get back to what matters. It frees up more time in my day to spend with my baby. And that makes this incredible. HelloFresh's family-friendly menu is a big win for back-to-school season. easy, delicious recipes for drama-free dinners. HelloFresh offers 50 menu and market items to choose from every single week, from vegetarian meals and calorie-smart choices to extra special gourmet options. There's something for everyone to enjoy, with recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. So I can't speak better words about HelloFresh. It's just a staple in the Situation household. And of course, we have a special code for all of our Here's the Sitch listeners. If you guys want to try out HelloFresh, head over to HelloFresh.com/Situation14 and use code Situation14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. Guys, it's that simple. Just head over to HelloFresh.com/Situation14. Use code Situation14 for 14 free meals, including free shipping. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit, and we love it in the Situation household. Check them out. Exactly how you look at goals is exactly how it's explained in this book. So it, goals, what they're saying, what he says is a little bit like, winners and losers have the same goals, right? So they both want the same outcome. But now, instead of living in the outcome and wanting the outcome, the way the winners achieve those goals and maintain them, because a goal is a point in time. A goal is like the destination happiness, which is how you don't want to live. Like, mm-hmm. when I get that house, when I get that car, oh, when I get that not. Job.
Oh, that's a setup for failure.
So that's an outcome. That's yeah. not changing. Because once you achieve that, what have you done? Yeah. Like it's what you've become in achieving that. It's the identity. Mm-hmm. So the goal is to change who you are as a person. So if you want to look like that fitness model on the mm-hmm. cover, your goal shouldn't be just to look like that. Every little decision you make every single day should be, is that getting me to the person I want to be?
Oh my goodness, yeah.
So facts. It starts mm-hmm. to change you from the inside out mm-hmm. instead of the outside in. And it's very cerebral when you're reading this, because it's just things you kind of know, but it's repetitive and just breaking it down to the simplistic way for you to understand it mm-hmm. and to be like, that clicks, that works, that makes sense. And that's the way you achieve the things you want to achieve. So
some people need to read this book.
A sure. lot of people need to read this book. I don't know how you've mastered this in life without reading something like this, but that's why every time I finish a chapter, I get in bed and I say, Mike, you could have written this book. Like, you need to write a self-improvement book, like, let alone an autobiography and a memoir. Of course, that's down the road, but you need to write like a self-improvement book, because you live by the core of all of this
yep.
and you have found it in your own unique way. But also, that's just like one tiny example of from the beginning of the book, I'm just letting you know about. But one quick example of that is if you are trying to quit smoking, okay, and you're out somewhere and someone offers you a cigarette, the person that has the outcome goal of I want to quit smoking says, oh no, I'm trying to quit. And then the person who's trying to change their identity and being self-disciplined says, I quit. Says I don't smoke.
Oh my God. Yeah,
the power of saying I don't smoke versus I'm trying to quit. You're already defeated when you start saying I'm trying to quit.
Yep.
Because you've already decided you're not going to quit. And you're going to, if you don't take the offer now, you're going to have it when you get stressed out
yep.
or with your morning coffee or at the next triggering event, yeah. you're going to have it.
Yeah.
So it's like, that makes sense. And that sounds so simple. That sounds very obvious. But if you actually implement it when you're in a situation or in a circumstance that is tempting you and you say, no, that's not me, instead of I'm trying to not do that, that's a powerful statement.
No,
and that starts to change you on the inside.
I think I've read that when you do that, if you say the wrong thing, your body can't recognize uh-huh. the vibration.
Uh-huh.
But if you do say the positive one, like I quit.
Yes.
It's almost like you're subliminally.
Or I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah
you know, that is all, you're setting the tone
yep.
for yourself. And that's
exactly.
really how you treat yourself as well and how you're going to treat others.
So, yeah, that I just love this book so much. I actually read it every night when I do my cardio after putting this little guy to bed. And that's my new habit. Now when I put Romeo to bed, I get on the treadmill and I do a light little cardio. So that's my new routine.
I like that. And I like also what you said about the choices or decisions. Every single decision that you make on a day, on a daily basis, is going to slowly start to guide you to your destination or your destiny, you know, your whole life.
Right.
So everything from, you know, what you eat to when you go to sleep. Yeah, and it's, you know, and it's, and those two things, you might say, oh my God, that what you eat and what you sleep. No. If you take care of your body and what you ingest, you know, that is a very powerful tool of what you can control. Also, prioritizing sleep. You're going to operate better in life, you know, and I think they said the magic number is between 6 to 8 hours of sleep, I just read. And that's exactly what we do. I think it's more towards 7 and 8. But once you go towards 9 and you do too much, it's not good. And also once you do, I guess, maybe 5 and 6 or whatever, it's, you know, a detriment as well. So you have to try to prioritize your health. We've said it before. It's like taking care of your car. If you don't, you know, get oil changes, car washes and gas, it's, your car's not going to run. Same thing with your body. Your body is a vessel for your spirit. And if you don't take care of your body, your spirit is going to be upset and you're going to have less of a lengthy journey than someone who, you know, takes care of themselves. It is what it is.
Yeah. So tiny decisions, massive results. That is what it all comes down to. Every decision you make every day, from taking vitamins to what time you're going to bed.
Oh my God. Did you just say tiny decisions, massive results?
Yeah.
That's exactly how I live my life.
I know.
I'm always saying small victories.
Tiny changes, yeah. Remarkable results.
Oh my goodness. Wow. That's amazing. Listen, I liked what you said, and that's how we live our life, and that's how I was able to get sober and was able to you know, recover in life when the percentages are overwhelmingly against you. And now, listen, we're going on 6 years clean and sober. We're going on 3 years of a happy, positive marriage. We're new parents. We're working in a field, a very competitive field, and we're doing very well in it, and very respected in that community as well.
Atomic Habits is the book that I absolutely love.
I think we should definitely go more into that at another time.
Oh, once you finish the book. Once I finish this book and I have, like, I understand it better where I can explain it more. I mean, there's so much information in the book, this podcast. You could literally make a podcast just about that book. Mm-hmm. That's how much structure, organization, and habit forming and challenges and things are in that book. So I just highly suggest you guys to get it. This is not sponsored by that.
No.
But it should be. Yeah. So check it out. If you guys are listening, you're definitely trying to improve yourself in some way. So I think that the book would be really helpful for all of you, especially if you are struggling with addiction or trying to understand the best ways to form better habits to get over an addiction.
Well, in general, I think that anyone that's listening to this podcast should get an applause because you're just supporting positivity in this world and you know, how we live in our life as a family. You know, we put God and family first and positivity as well, but we're on the path of self-improvement for ourselves, you know, our family and a bright, you know, positive future. And I'm sure you guys are as well. So every now and then, it's always good to give yourself on a pat on the back that you're trying to be your best self and live your best life. And honey, please give the number of the podcast so that if anyone wants to call in, we can also answer their questions and feature them on this podcast and our IG as well.
Yes, yeah, so the Here's the Sitch podcast hotline is 732-898-0414. You can call us directly right there and you may be featured on the next Here's the Sitch episode. That's 732-898-0414. And I'm going to head to a caller right now.
Hi, this is Stella in Texas. I'm wondering what you do when you're feeling depressed and can't get motivated again. I know that both of you have been through some tough times. How do you help yourself either make it through, hold on, or just snap out of it?
Oh, damn. That's a good question right there. I love it. Romeo wants to answer that question. Actually, we have a special guest on this podcast today, the smallest, but the MVP of this family. Romeo is in the building, sitting with his mama. What was her name, honey?
Stella from Texas.
Stella, what a great question. Honey, how would you answer that question? Because I'd like both of us to answer it. What have we done in times of crisis, when maybe you can't get motivated or you're having a tough day?
It happens
to all of us.
It happens to all of us. I mean, I have those moments at times, but I think I know what gets me out of it the quickest is just what makes me feel good. So for everyone, that might be something different. For me, it's just moving my body, whether it's doing Pilates and like not something so intenseful where I'm challenging my body, but maybe just like a chill flow, like a yoga Zen type class that just distracts my brain to take it out of any kind of overthinking or something I'm worried about. Because depression is literally when you're trying to worry about something that you can't control. So I'll try to take my brain out of that. And also getting outdoors is something really helps me with that. So even if I'm not having the motivation to be so active and go, you know, work out some hard hit circuit outside, I can go for a nice walk in a park.
Yeah.
Or just take the baby out in a stroller and just get the fresh air. Like, fresh air is so important for you. And I just feel like the basic, keeping it simple.
You know what? I really liked it. I would just agree with what you said. I know for me, when I had some really tough times, I celebrated those tough times by challenging myself to exercise maybe 60 minutes or 90 minutes. Those are like the sweet spots for me, usually 90 minutes. Also getting in nature and combining the two, exercising in nature. I guarantee if you're not feeling good and you get out there, you throw the your iPod on or in your ear pods or what have you, and you exercise and work your body for 60 to 90 minutes, you are not going to be thinking about maybe your stress. Is actually going to de-stress you. It's going to your anxiety and all that stuff is going to be lowered. And I would definitely recommend that. Also, there have been times where it was a real tough day. I don't know. I think and maybe I exercised 5 or 6 times during the week. I'll probably have a me day. And sometimes I really won't do much. You know, I'll just let the 24-hour clock sort of expire and go to sleep and maybe watch a movie or something. And then the next day, this too shall pass. The sun comes up the next day and that's, obviously a new day and it's a new start. So I usually have like a 24-hour clock. But I like what my wife said, get exercise. Also, another good one, take a nice hot shower or maybe even a cold shower. Do some stretches in the shower. Enjoy yourself. Getting in the water will also make you feel a lot better. Some of these simple things, like my wife said, you wouldn't really think of them. You know, exercise, a shower, getting out in nature, meditate, some things like that, you will feel worlds better. And such an awesome question.
Hi, Mike and Lawrence. This is Rachel from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And Mike, I don't know if you saw this, but I just finished watching the recent episode of The Challenge, and there's this guy, Gabo, he's a rookie, and he was in the elimination, and when he was in the elimination, he said he prayed to Mike the situation, and I just really wanted you to know that, so I definitely hope you can see that video clip if you didn't know about that already.
Wow, that's funny. Actually, I did see that when it happened. They tweeted me. And I got a good laugh out of it. Also, I guess it's good to know that I'm, a positive influence or a role model in this world today. And I'm very proud of that. And I've been, working on myself for many, many, many years. So for that to happen, that's really cool. Again, I pray to God and you know, I love my family and everyone knows that's what I stand for. But it's good to know that some of the younger generation is looking up to me as I feel that I'm doing all the right things right now.
You're a reality TV icon. So he was praying to his reality TV, which is so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, you know hilarious. What? I'll take it. You know what I'm saying? In the past, you know, I was a super villain, but now today I've turned that zero into a hero. And it seems that Romeo wants to interject. That's my daddy. So yeah, that's it's always good when you're doing the right things and you're a positive influence on the younger generation.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. This is Allie from Connecticut. I just wanted to say that Romeo is so cute, and I really enjoy any videos and pictures that you share of him. It just makes my day. My question is Romeo going to be having a baptism?
Oh, my goodness. good question. What was her name, honey?
Allie from Connecticut. I'm giggling because I'm literally in the midst of planning a Romeo's baptism.
Yes.
And trying to plan, you know, another party in the pandemic and celebration the right way. And I want everyone to be safe and healthy. So it's constantly changing because I'm just making sure that it's, you know, he might have something to say about it himself.
Well, to go on top of that, we are planning his baptism right now. Also, we will be filming it for Jersey Shore Family Vacation. And also, we will be getting the same company that helped us and your baby shower to make sure that everyone is tested entering into this baptism. Vaccinated or not, you will be tested to make sure that you are COVID-free.
Yeah, we have our planner, Mina, who does all our special events, helping us out, figuring all that out, and just trying to navigate the safest way to do that with the current state of the world. So probably COVID testing everybody again to make sure all of us and Romeo are safe. And yeah, I can't wait for his baptism. I am so excited. The show will be filming it, so you guys will probably get to see a little bit of it.
Hey, this is Derek Beanland out here at Colorado Springs. My daughter Zoe Beanland wanted to give a shout out to the Stitch. She's kind of embarrassed right now. She's not too sure what to say, but I'm going to throw her on the line. Let's see what she's got.
Hi, this is Zoe, and thank you for being a good person. Okay, bye.
That was so cute. That was from Derek in Colorado and his daughter Zoe. That was adorable. I love hearing little messages like that, and that you're listening to Here's the Sitch and, you know, improving little parts of your day. And what a cute little compliment from a cute little girl saying,
yeah, it's
like, thank you for being a good person. That's like...
That is our, you know, existence, you know, mm-hmm. just trying to be the best people that we can be on a daily basis and always trying to improve from the day before, you know, and like I said, never comparing ourselves to anyone else. And that's really our secret. And we're really sharing everything on our podcast, and it has been successful. We are booked the whole year and we're so happy about it. And we've been doing this podcast for almost, it could be 2 years ever since I got out of prison, right?
So, yeah, about 2 years.
Yeah, so it's very cool. I enjoy doing it. And thanks again for listening to another episode of Here's the Sitch.
And I just want to end it on Zoe's cute little words because it's such perfection. Thank you for being a good person. Go out into the universe and be a good person today.
Oh my God, I love it.